And I said, oh, I'm doing all right. I guess Donnie kept, I don't have no need. Says, I just go to these doggone places and all they do is drink. I says, I like cornbread and sweet milk and stuff like that, and I never can get a hold of none of that. And I said, it's just drink this and drink that. And it says, go to these, and go to all these breakfastless clubs. I said, breakfastless clubs, you know, not breakfast clubs. Go to breakfast clubs, don't have no breakfast, and just starving to death. And I was big as a barrel. I weighed about 275. You know, I used to be awful big. I was overweight, terrible overweight. I lost 99 pounds. And I was just so big, you know, and he just made a lot out of that because I starved to death, you know, and I was just so big. And so he finally, along about the time the interview was beginning to kind of get over, while he let me go, and I went back to my seat, and he called me again. After I done got back and sat down, he called me again. And he talked it over with some of the officials, I guess, or something. And he said, we have decided, Morris, that you're starving to death up here, that we'd feed you one good meal while you're up here. He said, we're going to make arrangements at some big hotel. I forget the name of the place. I think it's the same building that he was in. But anyway, it's a big hotel. We're going to make arrangements for you to have a meal at this hotel a certain night. I believe it was that night. And so said, everything will be arranged. And I said, well, how'll I find the place? How'll I know? How'll they know who I am? Said, they'll know. Says, they'll be at the door waiting for you. When you get there, you know, I made out like I was so dumb I couldn't even find a way to the hotel, you know, and wouldn't know what to do when I got there, which I did. I wouldn't have known, but I knew that I'd be taken care of. And she said, well, you don't have to worry. Says, there'll be somebody meet you at the door and carry you right in and seat you. I said, all right, I'll be there. And so I did. Well, I went, and several more went with me. And they did. They met us at the door and wanted to know if that was a cotton party. And so we went. And we closed the show, though. So says, folks, in case any of you tuned in late, this is a Cotton and McNeil show coming to you from Chicago. And gave them the name of the station, you know, and everything, you know, what they was. It's the Cotton and McNeil show. In case you tuned in late, you know. And so when we, doggone it, we didn't go back there in that room. Had a private room back there. And as I say, it's about 7 or 8. And had some private musician back there. And had everything fixed up so nice. And had they had a big cooking thing right by the table there that cooked my steak on. And it was about a 15-pound roast. It was about this long and about 5 inches thick. And they had it on a platter. They put it on a platter, about that long.
About 2 feet.
Yeah, about 2 feet platter, and about the steak was about 16 inches long, 8 feet cooked, 15, 16 inches long, and about 5 inches in diameter. And they had onion rings. It was a gallon bucket. I never saw such onion rings in my life as they had on that plate around that steak, you know. And everything was just big. It had a great big fork and a great big knife, and everything about it was big, me and all, of course, you know. And they had a photographer there to take the picture of the steak and me when I started eating on it, you know. And then the rest of them just had ordinary steaks, you know, around the rest of the guests, you know. The guests is with me. And so I went to work on that steak, and so they all wanted some of it, of course. And I just take and cut off about 7 or 8 of those big hunks off of it and give to each one so they'd all have some of my steak, you know. And then I never could eat near all that I had. It's the terriblest meal I ever seen in my life, you know. And he fed me, no question about that. And had a musician there to play soft violin music, you know, while we were eating and before we ate, you know, just carried on big shot style, you know. But I wasn't used to that, I guarantee you that. But he got a lot of kick out of it, and I did too. Had a little old girl there. Her name was Betty Johnson. She was a